Good day to you all. I'm Paul Qualia, the APAC Assistance Director. The main issues in East Asia Pacific this Thursday, the 31st of January. Firstly, in Thailand. Yesterday, the pro-junta Palang Pracharat Party revealed three prime ministerial candidates. One of the candidates is indeed Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who will be approached with the offer this week. The other two candidates are Uttama Savanayana and Deputy Prime Minister Somkit Chattisri Pittak. The three candidates received unanimous approval from the party leaders. Secretary General of the party, Sontarat Sontigirawong, said the party is yet to decide which of the three candidates will be on top of the list, and the three candidates will be invited to accept the offer by the deadline to submit the list of Prime Minister candidates by February 8. Sontarat denied that proposing Prayut as Prime Minister was an attempt to extend the power of the junta beyond the election. He claimed that the party was founded on democratic principles and the party is not a political front for the National Council for Peace and Order. Also in Thailand, the appeal court yesterday rejected a lawsuit against nine leaders of the People's Alliance for Democracy, Yellow Shirts, over the group's protest against the Samak Suntarawet government in 2008. They were indicted in December 2015 on charges of inciting public chaos and illegal assembly. Leniency towards the anti-Putai Yellow Shirts can be seen as a political move by the current military government. In Malaysia, the Sultan of Pahang, Al Sultan Abdullah, will take the oath of office as the new King of Malaysia today to reign for a five-year term. At the same ceremony, the Sultan of Perak, Sultan Nasrul Shah, will take the oath of office as a Deputy King of Malaysia to reign for 5 years. Functions of the King are largely ceremonial in Malaysia. The King serves as the nominal head of the country, and his assent is needed for the appointment of a Prime Minister and various senior officials. Former King Sultan Muhammad V abdicated on January 6 after 2 years on the throne. In Indonesia, a series of floods struck four areas in Kelapa Gading, North Jakarta yesterday. The inundated areas included Kelapa Hybrida, Pengsan Dua and Bukit Gading Raya. Some areas were inundated with floodwaters as high as 40 centimetres. The floods were caused by an overflow of the Bukit Gading Raya Boulevard River. Flooded streets blocked the traffic and caused disruptions. The floodwater is expected to recede by tomorrow as the water is being pumped out by the local authorities today. Clients are advised to avoid the areas affected by the floods and consider contingency plans for supply chain disruptions in North Jakarta. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on our website on a pay-per-view basis. Thank you.